This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A prosecutor in Michigan announced this morning she is bringing perjury and other charges against Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy began investigating the mayor after the publication of racy text messages allegedly exchanged with his chief of staff, whom he was allegedly having an affair. She was also having perjury charges brought against her. The messages indicate that the two may have lied under oath. Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovchinsky joins us now to talk about this. And Prosecutor Kim Worthy made great effort to explain these charges were not about sex, but about obstruction of justice and lying under oath. Tell us what led to them.
Basically, you know, what happened, this really all started last August when the mayor and his chief of staff testified under oath during what was considered a whistleblower's lawsuit. Three members of the former members of the police department said they were wrongfully discharged because they all took part in an investigation into the mayor and his inner circle.
Now, the mayor has resisted any effort to get him out of office, even a vote of no confidence and an urging of getting out of office by the city council.
Yeah, that was nearly a unanimous vote, 7-1. He has said from really since the minute the text messages were published 2 months ago, he has steadfastly said that he isn't going to resign, he isn't going to step down, that the people of Detroit want him to continue leading the city. And given these charges, there's still no indication that he's going to step down. In fact, he's hired really a top-notch defense team to help him with this going forward.
Well, if he doesn't step down, what next for Detroit?
That's a very good question. I think what we'll see is city business going forward in some way, shape, or form, while at the same time our mayor and former chief of staff and potentially other officials being investigated and tried for perjury and other related charges.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Guess plenty more to come on this one. Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovchinsky.